The lie. As was my custom, I'd risen a full hour before the house had woken to make sure that everything was in order with the lie, his drip changed and his shackles all secure. I was by then so practiced in this chore, I counted maybe 13 years or more since last I'd felt the urge to meet his eye. Such, I like to think, was our rapport. I was at full stretch to test some ligature, when I must have caught a ragged thread and tore his gag away, though as he made no cry, I kept on with my checking, as before. "Why do you call me the lie?" he said. I swore. It was a child's voice. I looked up from the floor. The dark had turned his eyes to milk and sky, and his arms and legs were all one scarlet sore. He was a boy of maybe 3 or 4. His straps and chains were all the things he wore. Knowing I could make him no reply, I took the gag before he could say more, and put it back as tight as it would tie, and locked the door, and locked the door, and locked the door.